Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Luke's Massive Storytelling Podcast Thing. Whoa, yeah, here we go. Check it out now. Enjoy.
Hello and welcome to Luke's Massive Storytelling Podcast Thing. My name is Luke and this is my thing. I hope you're all doing well. Today is a 5-minute Friday, which means it's the weekend tomorrow, which means the world is just going to be better than it was today. That's how it works. So today I just wanted to quickly talk about what to do when it's just not working for you. So you've turned up, you've got your documents open, you're trying to write and it's not coming to you. It's just nothing's happening. You've turned up for the job and your inspiration hasn't. So here's some things to try. List style. Okay, number one, write anyway. Just keep writing. Don't just write about what you're going to write about. So, and then hold back. Just sort of keep writing. Any words, just keep writing. I am going to write a story about this guy who does this thing. Normally, what you'll find is that you'll end up working on the actual piece anyway. It will just turn into it and you'll just continue on, and that's your starting point. Number two, give up. Just give up. Go home. If you're not willing to push through and sit down and get the work done, just give up. Make room for people who are willing. And I don't mean that in a nasty way. I'm hoping that you'll take that as a challenge. Number three, go for a long walk. By a beach, by a river, through some woods, through the city. It doesn't matter, just go for a long walk. Number four, have some sexy time. Like I said before, if you need to eat, eat. If you need to sleep, sleep. If you need to have some sexy time, have some sexy time. With a partner or without, whatever you want to do there. Number five, have a bath and read a book. It's just lovely to do that, just lovely. Refreshing, reinvigorates the soul. Get the candles going, get some smellies on, you know, do your thing. Number six, have a refreshing juice drink. Get some, get some nutrients in your body. Get some vitamin C and some kale. Get a kale smoothie, go for it. Number seven, fuck it all and party. Just go out for some beers. Get your mates, drink until you pass out. Sometimes that's what you need to do, you need to blow off some steam. Number eight, make a list of all the coolest things you've made in the last year, things that you're proud of, things that you're happy with. Normally, I'll find that will be reinvigorating in itself. When you remind yourself, all right, I actually am quite proud of that. And then that energy will push forward into the new projects. Number nine, call your mum. Tell her you love her. You should be doing that anyway, to be honest. Number 10, call your dad and tell him you love him. Again, something you should do. Number 12, stroke your cat, meow. Your dog, pet, ferret, rat, whatever you want to do. By the way, don't do all of these. Just take and pick and choose, because if you try and stroke your cat while having a bath, it, I don't know, or some other things, the sexy time one I'm thinking might get a bit awkward. Number 12, write a blog post about something completely unrelated. Sometimes you just need to get out of that fiction mode and start working on something that sort of activates that other part of your brain. I find writing a blog post can generally do that. By the time you've finished it, you might not even use a blog post, but you just might come away with some inspiration for what you can write about. Number 13, meditate. Or do what I do and just lie on your bed, face down. and pretend the world doesn't exist for a while. Number 14, tidy your bedroom. Number 15, wash your pots. A lot of people don't like doing that, but I find it quietly relaxing. Number 16, lie down in a room of puppies and let them crawl all over you. Number 17, remind yourself that it's just life. It will all end anyway. It won't be long until the world forgets your name and that you even existed. And to put a positive spin on that, it means you can get away with anything. So just do it. Just don't feel held back. Just do it. I don't know. Number 18, breathe. In through the nose, hold. Out through the mouth. Repeat. Just breathe. Number 19, listen to that song, You Make My Dreams, by Hall & Oates. Other songs can apply. Number 20, record a podcast. It helps me. Okay. Thanks, guys. This is just a short episode, a 5-minute Friday. I hope you're all doing well. Next week, we've got more interviews. We're all busy at Hawk and Cleaver. I've got some news there that I'm looking forward to sharing with you. And yeah, if you want to get in touch, you can email me, or you can leave me a voicemail for free, just straight from your computer, at lukecondor.com/podcast. It's got a little button on there. You're just talking to your computer. If you're like me, you'd do it all the time anyway, like I'm doing right now. Cool. I'll see you again on Monday. Have a nice weekend.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.